Today, we are remembering a star of the Southern California airwaves.
Well, hi there. This is Art LeBeau checking in here. We'd like you to connect with us and help us pick some music and say hi on the air to one of your friends.
Going all the way back to the 1950s, you could find Art LeBeau's signature baritone voice on the radio in L.A. The beloved DJ pioneer died this past weekend at age 97. NPR's Tom Dreisbach has this remembrance.
If you lived in Southern California in the last 7 decades, there's a good chance you not only listened to Art LeBeau on the radio, but maybe even called in and talked to him yourself.
You have a beautiful, handsome voice.
You got me blushing. Thanks a lot. Now we'll play your song.
Okay,
for
Aruba, Jamaica,
ooh, I wanna take it. LeBeau's story starts in 1925 when he was born Arthur Ignoyan in Salt Lake City, Utah. When I met him in 2014, he told me about the moment that changed his life, when his family brought home their first radio.
I was 8 years old, and we plugged it in, and I told my mom, "Mom, the box is talking." And after that, she couldn't tear me away from this radio. I used to sit with my hands on my chin, imagining somebody at the other end.
He served in the military during World War II before eventually talking his way into a job in radio. A station manager in San Francisco said he should change his last name to LeBeau. And by the mid-1950s, he was hosting his own show. It was a moment of transition for the music business.
People are playing the Doris Day, you know, okay, sada, sada, sada.
LeBeau wanted the new stuff, rock and roll.
I'd say, okay, mothers, gather up your daughters. Here comes Art LeBeau and his devil music. Da, 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 da. If you're looking for trouble.
For trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face.
In the 50s, LeBeau produced compilation albums that topped the charts and helped popularize the phrase oldies but goodies. But the real spark of LeBeau's shows has always been his two-way connection with fans. In Car Crazy Los Angeles, he took his show on the road and broadcast live from drive-in restaurants where people could shout out requests directly at him. The requests became Art LeBeau's defining feature on the air, like from this show in 1978.
Hello.
Who have I got here?
This is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear Make It With You by Blitz.
Okay.
To a certain couple.
With a dedication on his show, people felt like their loved ones weren't quite so far away, whether serving in the military, working on the road, or sometimes locked up in prison.
I would like to tell my husband, Daniel, who's in Chino, California right now. Hi, Daddy. I love you and I miss you. I'm counting down the days and the hours and the seconds for you to come home. And
LeBeau said he wanted to help people connect without judgment for their circumstances. Over the years, his show developed a devoted fan base, especially among LA's Latinos, and his oldies vibe inspired LA bands like Chicano Batman. When I spoke with LeBeau, he was 89 years old and on the air 6 nights a week.
It is difficult for me to think of leaving the radio business. I'm still a radio guy, and I think my reality has exceeded my dreams by far.
In fact, he kept on working. Art LeBeau's final show aired on Sunday night. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News, Los Angeles.
If we play a song at the end of our segment, what would you request? What would be your song to be played out on?
That's a kind of a hard choice, but it's by the Skyliners, and it's called Since I Don't Have You.
Since I don't